Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And we have a special, wonderful, divine treat for you today. Her Holiness Sai Lakshmi Devi. And I don't think I said your name right. I'm sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied. Are you there?
Yes.
I feel so honored to have you, and it's Her Holiness Sai Ma Lakshmi Devi. And I do apologize. I feel a little bit nervous, Your Holiness.
Well, it's all about love, so the nervousness will disappear in a moment.
I know. Thank you.
It's with great, great love, great gratitude, and great joy that I thank you all for your service to the planet and a welcome in my heart.
And I thank you so much and for being here today. And I know people have questions. I know lots of people have been calling in and thinking they could listen on the phone to this. So, I wanted to just read your mission statement because it is so beautiful. To be divine will in manifestation, in action, walking this earth, and in living this, invites us into our own mastery, a mastery that serves humanity in our fullness and fulfills our divine purpose. And, you know, when I look at that, I think that truly that is the heart's desire of everyone.
Absolutely. Every single person on this planet wish to be happy. Every single person wish to know what peace is in their heart and in their mind. How to think with love. How to love with great, great thoughts, meaning live and think with the heart and love with the mind, an alchemy of human and divine.
Well, you say that miracles are very, very, very commonplace. And I think I got this from someone else. I didn't hear you say this directly, but that we're having miracles all the time by just doing those two things, by loving with the mind and thinking with the heart. And that keeps us in the place of actually having miracles.
The greatest miracle is when we can live the moment fully. Live in the moment. Live the present moment. Live the now moment fully. Live this moment where there is no past, where there is no future, where we are not in the illusion that we are the body. Where we move into that moment where all is oneness. Oneness. There's no separation, you know.
Yes.
The mind, with its limited consciousness, creates separation, creates non-love.
Creates what?
Non-love. Whatever word we wish to put on that.
Non-love.
Mm.
That's a good one. Well,
we are made out of love. We are love. We are pure, pure love. This is the greatest remedy to every disease, to every pain, to every wound, to every hurt. This is the remedy. Love is the remedy. Love is the recipe. Love with no conditions. Love freely. Love for the sake of love. This is the miracle. And this is experienced by every single being. Every single being in the now moment.
Well, it seems like for a lot of people, it's hard to arrive in that moment. You know, it's like, but, I have to do this, I have to do that. You know, it's getting all of that.
Be in the moment by doing that. Just do whatever you have to do. My assistant may have told you, I'm in silence every day, and that's part of my spiritual practice. That doesn't mean I don't practice my finance meetings with my assistant, dealing with my work around the world. Silence doesn't stop any of that. Be fully free in whatever you do.
Be fully free in whatever you do.
And that, there's a key to that, though. The key is the breath.
I noticed I was holding my breath when you were talking about it.
I could feel it.
What?
So when we inhale, we exhale that space between the two breaths. This is where the now moment is.
Your Holiness, would you say that again?
Inhale, and everybody can inhale with me. Let us inhale. Exhale. This is when we become a conscious breather. We breathe consciously. There is absolutely no issues about the external world or internal world when we breathe consciously. Quite silence on the phone right here.
Well, I'm thinking
about that. I can feel
that
serenity and that silence in your field.
Pardon me?
I can feel that silence and serenity in your field of energy.
Well, you also feel, I think, that it stirs up a number of questions for me and things that I've been working on. So I just want to ask you about them specifically because, you know, I know when we're doing something where we want to make a big change in the world, that I'll tell you what it is there has been something going on in California that really threatens the entire ecosystem, and this has been, you know, kind of passed down as this is going to happen whether people like it or not. And so there's part of me that's just, it just says things like this have been done and allowed because people didn't do anything about them. And there's part of me that thinks that a class action suit should be done, all kinds of legal things should be done to actually stop this and for people to take back their sovereignty. And I understand people that are doing this are not in an awakened state. And there's also a judgment. What they're doing is wrong because it causes harm to life. And so, you know, I'm just dealing with myself on this about what I don't want to feed it. I don't want to make more war. I don't want to make more conflict or turmoil. And I want to be the caretaker of this planet. Like, as a mother, I really want all war stopped. I want
meaning if war stops, this is called peace.
Yes,
peace is about being peace. You can bring peace in the world when you are peaceful. There is a CD that I will ask my assistant to send you. It's called Being Peace. It's not about saying I want peace on the planet. It's be peaceful, meaning stop the inner war. Stop the conflict. Stop the ego thing that brings all this conflict within the person. Peace is about us, each individual. It's not about asking God to give peace. I've read that so many times. How is it God is not bringing peace on the planet? It's not about God. It's about the limited consciousness of human, the distorted thought forms of human, the distorted negative energy of human that goes all over, which goes everywhere. So peace is about us. Be peaceful. Radiate peace. Emanate peace. Be peaceful so wherever you go, there's these waves of energy of peace that goes everywhere and touch the hearts of others. This is part of miracle. You know, we are moving into that great shift on planet Earth. What's happening now has never happened in this civilization. Such an evolution, such a transformation, such healing is happening. Such huge amount of energy is coming from all over the cosmos for this plane where Mother Earth is ascending. When Mother Earth ascends, naturally every single thing on the planet is ascending. To ascend, we have to drop all the old pattern stuff. Meaning drop fear, transmute fear, and move into that higher consciousness of oneself. Fear, there's only two energies on this planet, fear and love. Fear will contract, love will expand. There's nothing else beside these two energies. At the beginning, it was only pure love. And the more the thoughts started to be distorted, the emotional body started to be distorted, we come to that place of fear and love. Every single human is a good person. A good person. It's time for this civilization to be educated, to know that everything is energy. Everything. Every single thing is energy. Sometimes this energy is distorted. Sometimes it's contracted. Sometimes it's absolutely expanded and bright and light. It's all about energy. It's like a full spectrum in your everyday breath, everyday life. So where do you tap in and how do you leave this moment? That's the key. There is nothing wrong by per se. There's nothing wrong. It's about how do we behave. Now, all this can be changed. All our behaviors, all our personality stuff is stored into our cellular level, into our DNA, into our chakras. It's stored into us. We are now in the capacity, every single person, to tap into any part of our system. Whether it's subtle bodies, whether it's the gross body, whether it's the cellular level, whether it's the DNA level, we can tap into, change the frequency, the vibration of any energy, and raise everything.
Your Holiness, would you repeat that? I am taking this in as much as I can. And my mind just sort of flies off every once in a while. It's like, what? I'm sorry.
And I hear you.
I want to be sure that...
What I mean by this, I mean that today, with all the energies, with all the information, each human is realizing that their destiny is in their hands. They can shift their consciousness. They can change, transform their life. They can be healed. Anybody can be healed today. Simply due to awareness. When we are aware, we make a choice. We decide. We realize. What is the goal of life? I mean, you look, nobody has peace of mind anymore. And everybody has everything they want. House, cars, wives, husbands, children, everything. And still there's no peace of mind.
Why not?
Simply because we have distorted all these energies. And they have become wars within us. It takes time of contemplation, of awareness. The word is awareness. I am aware I'm contracted. I'm aware I'm living in fear. I'm aware there's so much love in me and I'm expanded. My consciousness is expanding. Awareness. Then I realize there are two energies within me. One that contracts me, one that expands me. So I can play with that now. Huh? What happens? When do I move into that? Then I found out when I am in a fearful mood, in a fearful energy, I'm afraid the energy is contracted in me. So now I can start to be aware and I can start to make a choice. I choose to live in an expanded consciousness. The first day it may be difficult. Second day, after 5-10 days, you start to really, this is my choice. No one wished to be unhappy. We are all behind, we're all behind happiness. We're all behind this peace. We work so hard to be peace. It is not the way to work hard. We are not human doer. We are human being. So it's not about doing. It's about stop for a moment. 1 minute. Stop. Inhale. Exhale. Be still for 1 minute. In the morning, get up 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes earlier than usual. And start breathing. Fast or slow, it won't matter. And then stop. Feel. Just feel. Stop doing. Just feel. And now every person will notice, I don't have a body. I feel so much lighter. And I'm recharged for the day. This is empowerment. We empower ourselves. It's time for everybody to stop waiting for somebody else to empower them. It's time to hold one mastery within ourselves, to realize who we are. This is the greatest question. Who am I? Am I this body? Am I the mind? Who am I? Am I my name? Am I my profession? Who am I? And this is when serenity, tranquility, joy, beyond happiness. When I say joy, I mean beyond happiness. Happiness happens for a reason. I see somebody, I'm happy. I go somewhere, I'm happy. This is happiness. It depends on an external reason. Joy comes from inside. And no matter what happened, this joy, which is yours, your birthright, nobody can take it away from you. Pure joy, which takes then to ecstasy, to bliss. This is the Christhood, the living Christ, the living Buddha.
And isn't that what the second coming is? Is everyone realizing that Christ is within?
Ah, very well said. Very well said. Thank you. This is exactly it.
And
it's simple, meaning that we are moving towards that global enlightenment.
I guess what has happened for me, and I think for other people, is that I've gone into the silence and experienced the bliss and experienced the joy and experienced the peace and I've got, when I came out, you know, into the world then, and I went downtown and I went someplace, that there wasn't going to be any other headline that said, you know, 3,000 killed in this, and I there's been part of me, it's like, don't we have it done yet?
when any one of us move into deep silence, we know what is true, we know what is not true. We know what is falsehood, we know what is real, what is truth. When we see these titles, we know it's not true. It's not truth. To react to it doesn't serve. To be active with it serves, but not react.
To be
reaction will never serve us.
Active with it, I
meaning that you may find a group of people, you may go to the UN, you may do something to stop it. Active action.
Okay.
But the reaction within you is only going to destroy your beautiful energy of silence.
I see. Well, the thing that has come up for me is like, yes, I know you're the Christ, so be the Christ. No,
who's educating them to be the Christ? That's what I'm saying. It's about education. It's important today to start this education at the young age at the kindergarten school. Instead of them fighting with each other and take drugs and go on, teach them to live peacefully and in a friendly way.
Yes.
Teach them to honor each other. Teach them to acknowledge the qualities of each other. Teach them to use the violet flame of Saint Germain. Teach them meditation.
Yes.
I worked 25 years ago. I worked in a school in Quebec, and these small children, they were like 5 to 7, I think, I taught them meditation every morning. We have to stop a moment to rejuvenate. We have to stop a moment to really move into that expansion. And this is where the magic is. Stop a moment. The whole creation unfolds within you at that very moment.
I feel when I do that, I feel like the center of the sun is in the center of my heart, and then it radiates outwards.
Yes, sure. It's true. Educate that, please.
Pardon?
Educate others to that. It's all about education. Have satsanga, have satsang. Sit together, one or two or three of you, and share passionately about what life is about. What truth is. What Christ is about. What is the message of Mary Magdalena? What is the message of Shakti? Isis, Sekhmet, all these great Shakti has come on the planet to serve. Let us satsang about the divine feminine. Am I going too far?
No, my darling. I'm sorry. Your Holiness. Your Holiness, my darling. You go as far. far as you want. This is not about holding anything back, and I actually wanted to ask you, I love your Brain Illumination DVD, and I watch it every day, and I was so thrilled to hear the way you apply the violet flame. And I actually like to ask every person who teaches and works with the violet flame to apply it here some way, or call it, or do, you know, however you use it. I want to really encourage people to use it.
The violet flame is the most fastest, efficient energy that can be used to transmute every energy that you do not wish anymore. And mostly I like to say a word about this to therapists, to healers. Get your CDs or sound, whatever you have about the violet flame, put it even on silence in your office and let it work. The work will be magnificently done. And for you personally, those who are therapists or healers mostly, or who work with public relations, I will invite you to always feel that cascade of violet flame going through you, this cascade light, or see yourself, wrap yourself in a cylinder of violet light. It's magic. And I like to come back on the brain illumination. This whole work came out from the experience and state I will be in when my guru will touch me. And little by little, I see the light in my brain, the third ventricle, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, and how the light will start to pulsate and expand, and it will go all over the brain. And some patterns which was not to be in action anymore will just be dissolved. And it goes further. You see, we are made, it is said in every scripture, we are made at the image of God. God is not an entity somewhere. God is energy. It's vibration. You can say God is life. You can say God is love. So, love is eternal. Love is immortal. Love doesn't get sick. Life, with a capital L, doesn't get sick. So, what has happened to human for human to get old, to be aged, to be sick, and to die? So, this is a time of resurrection. This is a time of transfiguration. This is a time of ascension. For that, we ought to be educated that our flesh is energy. Our body is energy. So that in the future we can manifest this body at any place, any time, transmute this body, the cell, the nucleus of the cell, into light, because it has light in it. The light has been covered. Enlighten this matter and heal the body. Heal the subtle bodies. Heal the vortex of energy called chakras. Heal the unconscious mind, the subconscious mind, the conscious mind, and move to the supraconscious mind.
That's what I'm interested in.
Anything you wish. Always ready, you know, that's my mantra.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear all of that.
I am always ready. It's my mantra.
I'm always ready. I love that. I'm always ready.
And my mantra also is yes. Yes to life. Yes to my guru. Yes to God. Yes to the violet flame. Yes to all that is.
Well, do you have a violet flame invocation that you use that we might give to people? I really want, you've talked about visualizing it.
But this I would not do, because many people don't know what is a violet flame. So they will move into their mind and then they will miss my love. So there is on the website a Violet CD that can be of great, huge support for everybody.
And the website is humanityinunity.org.
Exactly right.
And you have said the purpose of humanityinunity.org, or the vision, is that, oh, I love this. I wanted to read it. A union of humanity consciously awakened as divine love in action.
Yay.
I love that. I love that. And I really feel it in everything that you produce, in the website, in all the people in your organization I've talked to, in your voice, in your radiation, it is undiluted, pure divine love in all aspects.
There is nothing else but love, nothing else. We just finished a 1 week annual retreat in Vail, in Colorado, where through that love, just through that pure love, we could all, as a grid, as a group consciousness, move, penetrate the Milky Way through our robe of light. Only out of love.
Well, you know, that reminds me of the thing that says, no problem is ever solved completely, forever, until it is solved with love.
This is so funny. You make me laugh. We have a great saint visiting our community from Varanasi, from Benares in India,
uh-huh.
who is 96. And every week we have satsang together. And this week his satsang was about exactly what you just said. Nothing he's ever solved.
You know, I found with myself too, when I've had an issue that was really, you know, hard for me, that I didn't get to move on and transform that until I could love myself where I was.
It's not easy to love oneself, but one thing we can all do is to accept. Let's say we feel resentment in us. Instead of resisting the resentment and feeling guilty, oh, I should not feel this, oh, that's not good for the planet, oh, I am on a spiritual path, and feel guilty about it, okay, there's resentment in me. Then two ways to work with that instantly. I mean instant. One is to feel the resentment in the navel area, in the solar plexus area.
Uh-huh.
And just welcome it in the heart. Just welcome the resentment, the hatred, the jealousy, unworthiness, whatever it is. We welcome that and just bring it up. You may take your hands, make a cup with your hands, like a chalice, bring that energy, because it's an energy.
Uh-huh.
Bring that energy into your heart.
Uh-huh.
And whenever any energy comes into the heart, it naturally melts. Naturally. Because your heart is a universal heart. So it goes there and it melts. So the resentment, let's all practice that for a moment. Let's just take a breath. And feel in that solar plexus, in that womb area, in that navel area, any resentment. Any resentment. We exhale, and we take it with our hands. We take this energy, called resentment, and we bring it in our heart. We put it in our heart. And we sigh, and we let it be there. And this is done. It's done.
Well, you can do that with fear, too, because a lot of fear is held in the solar plexus.
Everything we are speaking, just these few feelings we just spoke of, or energies, they are all from the root of fear. But to say fear may not be easy for people to transmute fear, because it's about the fear of death. So I will not get into that right now, but just the resentment. So the resentment is gone. Another way to work with resentment or unworthiness or anger or frustration or all of this, we all know that the whole creation is made out of light. So let's say there's an energy which is called unworthiness or hatred or resentment and more. You look at the center of it, of this energy. And some people even see the shape of these energies. At the center of it, as every single thing is made out of light, there's a sparkle of light there. Focus on that light. It's amazing to see that light expand by itself. By itself. You don't do anything. You are in this moment. You focus on that tiny sparkle of light. The light expands, and the whole thing is gone.
It sure is.
The non-truth, the falsehood is gone.
The sun takes over again.
And the light takes over, and the light can do anything with any energy which is less light and take it into a brighter light. It's all about the spectrum.
So you could actually do that with a world condition.
With anything. But it's not about the world, though. It's about your consciousness. It's about your stuff. There's a law called the law of attraction, the law of resonance. Depending on our consciousness, that's how we'll see the world. We will attract to us anything in this world which has to do with our own consciousness. There's no coincidence in the universe.
So you're saying, let me see if I understand this. And I just want to know in order to make corrections. You know what I mean?
Correct. Yes, absolutely.
So you're saying that every single one of us that knows there is a war going on that we don't want has...
It's a reflection of our inner war. If there would have been no war within us, nobody would have accepted to go in another country and have a war.
Well, I don't know what to do then. I've been working on it 40 years, on my consciousness, and I still have war inside me.
So here's an idea.
Good.
If instead of working hard on it, or whatever it is, uh-huh, I would suggest you stop a moment or lay down or sit and allow the presence within you, allow the self within you, the divine within you, to expand its shakti, its light, its beauty, its love, and allow whatever you don't want to dissolve. That's too easy, huh?
No. I really want to come to that place where the work is done.
But stop wanting. You see, what creates separation is the wanting. There's nothing to want because you have everything within you. Everything is within us. We wish knowledge, we can tap into our consciousness in its frequency of knowledge. We wish wisdom. Everything is possible. We are mostly now at this period of where the planet is, we are into this phenomena of everything moving at the speed of light, at the speed of love, at the quantum level. It's magic. It's a quantum field. We are tapping, whether we want it or not right now, into the matrix of pure divine love. And the matrix in the womb of pure light. And each and every one, we have the potential, the capacity to raise our frequency, tap into the perfection of creation, of life, of Christ, of Mother Divine, and bring that into our humanness, into our human life. So my suggestion to you, if there's anything, let's say, give me an example, maybe resentment. Let's say we're talking of resentment. Have that intent. Yes, there's resentment in me. Take a moment, and it can be like 1 minute. Sit, stand, just be with you, or lay down, just be with you. Accept the resentment. Simply accept, yes, there's resentment in me. Then you invoke the presence of life within you, the presence of God within you, the presence of self within you. Beloved, I am presence. Beloved light. Beloved self. Beloved Christ within me. I call on you. Take over. I surrender. Then your personality doesn't struggle anymore because the self is more powerful. And it comes into the personality and washed. And I promise you, do it 1 minute, the resentment is gone. Your intent is extremely important. The power is in the intent. There's a magic in that power. What happens is that the Christ within you, the Divine Mother within you, the Self within you, the Presence, knows. And you allow, it's about allowing, you allow the presence to penetrate all these energies that you do not wish anymore, and they are transformed into great virtues. Within yourself, they are not virtues that's somewhere else. It's within you. That's why I insist on go within. Go within. The heaven is inside. And when it's inside, it will naturally emanate in your aura, into your subtle bodies, and you will be walking with these virtues which are being awakened. This is being peace on walking on planet Earth. Love in manifestation walking on planet Earth. This is heaven on Earth.
How many of us will it take we quit killing each other's children?
I appreciate that question.
Yeah, that's one. I want to get to.
Okay, here's I'm going to show you something. It's a very good question. Most people don't think like this. They think they don't kill anything. They don't kill anybody. Now, before killing with weapons, we are killing with thoughts, feelings, and action. Let's say if I think, and I cancel it in advance, in violet flame on it, let's say I think I hate X. This feeling is an energy that will move all the way towards X, and also all the way between X and me, all energy that will go. It will touch, this hatred energy will touch everything. This is killing. This is killing. Then this is manifested through weapons. Killing through emotions, killing through the mind. How many people kill themselves through the mind? I'm unworthy. I don't deserve this. I'm guilty. I'm ashamed. This is killing oneself. This is not honoring oneself. This is not acknowledging oneself. This is not celebrating oneself. This is killing.
It
this
sure
is destroying.
Is.
How can you say you're unworthy? You are so precious. You are the pillars of light of this golden age. You are the magic of life. You are God in flesh. So instead of killing ourselves, let us stop that and be grateful. I'm passionate about this subject.
I love this subject. Well, it's very important. It's crucial. It's the future of the planet depends on it, I think.
Yeah, but there's such a selfish situation right now that very few people think of serving others for the sake of serving. Most of the time we'll focus on our little self and be depressed about it instead of just going out and serve others. That's why I insist on breath. This is miracle. This is a great time for healing. And the healing comes when we raise our frequency, we pierce a field of ignorance, grab the light on the other side, bring it into that field here and now. It's healing.
I'm sorry, I'm just getting so blissed out here. I don't remember any of my questions or anything.
Do not be sorry. It's fine. Be blissful. The more blissful you are, the more light you are, the more energy you bring, this gorgeous energy, and you spread it out. This is enlightenment. Enlighten the personality. Enlighten the energies from lower frequency to higher frequency.
Well, Your Holiness, we were going to talk about each of us bringing in the golden age and what we can do to do that. And I think we've done a really good start without even mentioning it.
The golden age is happening. The golden age means that we are free from pain and suffering. Now, you may ask me, why do people have pain and suffering in their life? The first answer is expectation. Expectation is a huge thing. It has so many components to it. Expectation creates disappointment. Disappointment creates resentment. Resentment creates anger. Anger, frustration, da-da-da. And that kills not only the person, but all that we are in relationship with. Expectation. When we start dropping expectation and communicate in a healthy way, healthy communication, it's a hygiene in relationship.
It's a
communicate in a healthy way. There is no expectation. And when there is, we make it very clear. We say it. We word it.
Are you there?
When I expect something from you, I don't assume it inside of me that you know it. I come to you and I say, I expect you to behave like this. Mostly parents and children, they have to be disciplined with their children. Or else the children will take over. We have to be a real parent, an adult, and express our expectation to these children by really demanding. I request you go to bed. I ask you to go to bed. It's not go to bed. It's not an expression. It's a communication.
So it's not a command, it's a request?
It's a request. What you can command is the light. The light loves to be commanded. Command the light to enter your body. Command the light to enter your subtle bodies. Command the light to enter your DNA. Command the light to enter your consciousness. Command the light.
Well, I do. I am and I will. I wanted to ask, you're focusing a lot on rejuvenation and transfiguration now with your students, and is that correct?
Correct. Very right.
And would you talk about that?
First, I'd like to say I don't believe in death. But death is a belief system. I know I don't believe, because for me the word belief has the word lie in it. Uh-huh. I know no human is supposed to age, to be sick, or to die.
I do too.
So the fact that I know that, it's embedded in me. It's embedded in me. If you kill this body, this consciousness still continue as me. I know we can manifest youth on this planet. I know we can work with the telomeres and lengthen the telomeres instead of shortening it. I know we can balance our hormones through the brain. So I take a group of students and we work together to rejuvenate. To rejuvenate. And I tell you, after every long, mostly when we spend a week together, their face, their skin, their cells have a different vibration. And they all look younger. We actually joke about the before my and after my. There's a picture has been put on the website recently, and people write, they said, you don't look, they're going to celebrate your 55th birthday.
Yes, there's something almost teenage looking about you. I don't mean that.
It's about work. It's about the work. That's the work of Sri Aurobindo. Sri Aurobindo and Mother were the first one to bring this work in books for all public. If you read the book, The Masters of the Far East.
Yes.
Do not doubt this book. Everything is real in this book. Everything is real.
I know. You know what I was really ticked off about? They recently introduced a sixth book, and at the end of the sixth book, they had a picture of J.R. Spalding in a casket after he had passed on. And I... That doesn't belong there.
Yes, I understand that. Well, there's two kinds. Maybe they meant also the work of ascension in that, because there's two ways to ascend. One is when one is in the casket, is dead. The cord, the silver cord, is still connected with the self and the presence, with all the ascended masters, archangels, angels of healing and blue flame angels. And then through that silver cord, the whole energy is being lifted up and being transmuted through the flesh. That is one way. Or the other way is stay so still and work with the light so diligently in every cell that every cell turns into a sphere of light. And all the spheres of light together, it turns into a flame, and it just move on.
Well, you know, I am visualizing, and I've always visualized, ever since I knew about ascension, that there would be a group of ascended masters who would ascend here this time, and then stay to teach as ascended masters and anchoring the ascended masters octave into earth and show the
possible,
ascended masters
possible,
way.
Possible.
That's what I'm asking for. You just
possible.
Said anything you wish. I wish.
And to start that ascension process, the consciousness is to be enlightened. As long as the consciousness is not enlightened, there will be doubt. There'll be discouragement. There'll be, you know, I just can't do it. I give up. Whereas when the consciousness is enlightened, the enlightened being knows. There's no doubt anymore. The doubt is what bring all this work that people do in the light back into a different frequency. Have there been any question in our subject, Iris?
For me?
from our beloved beings who are here listening to us?
Well, let's give the phone numbers if anyone would like to call. The number is 888-228-4494. And the number outside the United States is 877-489-6350. I have a question about doubt. Isn't doubt also in the solar plexus, and we can just lift it up into the heart any time that it comes up?
You are right. Very right.
So
what is doubt? Doubt is somehow, and most of the time people have difficulty to walk with that.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow the energy is so stagnated that the person cannot go forward. Another way also to see gout is that the emotional body has been so crystallized that it's not moving. There's no prana.
We have a caller. Do you want
to finish? I can hear that.
Do you want to finish about that, or do you want to take the caller? Oh, okay. We're out of time. Will you come back and do this again?
I'll be of service to you anytime.
Thank you. Thank
anytime.
You, Your Holiness.
I am here to serve the light.
And thank you for listening. We're a little over time, but I am just so grateful for everything that's been given. Thank you.
I would like you to let me know what's happening in California when you were sharing something in California, whenever it's possible.
I will.
Thank you. All my love and great blessings to all of you. And may you all know the joy of life in its totality, with total certainty that the divine grace is always within you.
Thank you. Always
serving you. With deep, deep love, deep gratitude, all my love.
Thank you.
Om Jai Jima. Blessings. Peace.